The Cardinal Stage Company's mid-year present to the mostly quiet theater community is Lionel Bart's colorful musical Oliver. It's an artfully staged production directed by Randy White, with plenty of energetic choreography by Diane Buzel. Mark Frederick Smith's sets range from ponderous to graceful and do a graceful dance themselves. Brian Samarzia conducts an 11-piece orchestra with strings, reeds, brass, keyboards, and percussion. Lead actors remain constant, but Oliver, Bette, and 20-some workhouse children alternate from performance to performance. Oliver Twist, or The Parish Boy's Progress, was only Charles Dickens' second novel. Readers in the 1830s must have been more patient than our current electronic generation. The book was issued monthly, just a few chapters at a time, over a period of more than 2 years. The more you remember the novel, the more you'll be impressed with how neatly the musical's plot and numbers have been worked out. Saturday night, I saw the Bart cast of The Workhouse Children, with Ian Shaw as Oliver. Shaw is a personable actor, a good dancer, and he did such a lovely job with his tender song, Where Is Love, that I hope he's able to do a smooth transition to tenor or baritone. Naina Prabhakar was a graceful presence and singer as the heroine Nancy's friend, Bette. Oliver begins with the Bart children marching in from the sides with their pitiful empty bowls and spoons to sing their dreams of food, glorious food. Oliver is picked to ask for more, please, and then Mr. Bumble the Beetle, Widow Corny the matron, and all the children sing Oliver, Oliver. The scene, like many others, is quite a sight. Charles Dickens had sad experiences and a keen eye for the many grim faces of society, and both Sam Cusack as Bumble and Shannon Starks as the matron come in for the edge of his satirical pen. Oliver is sold to the undertaking Sowerby family, with Philip Christensen as the slightly comical husband and Susan Ellenwood as the never-comical wife. Matt Weidenbender is their vicious helper Noah Claypool, and Carolyn Huerta is his eager helpmate Charlotte. Escaping, Oliver falls into the clutches of the artful Dodger and his criminal coach Fagin. Connor Starks sings well, especially in Consider Yourself, and he's just wonderfully appealing as the Dodger. This leads us to Fagin's realm in the grimy thieves' kitchen and crime college. Fagin, at least some of the time, is a merry old gentleman in the more competent hands of Mike Price, and he leads the gang in You've Got to Pick a Pocket or Two. The show's heroine, the much-abused Nancy, Abby Lee, forcefully leads the group in It's a Fine Life. It's a bitter song about making a go with some cheer in a bitter life. Lee has played Hedda Gabler, Lady Macbeth, and one of King Lear's vicious daughters. She brings a lot to the character. All join in for the anthem of allegiance, I'd Do Anything, and an act that seemed just jam-packed but short ends quite appropriately with Be Back Soon. The second act of Oliver opens with a rowdy pub scene and Nancy leading Papa. At least on the main floor, the orchestra covered her solo bits, but the energy came through fine. Guest artist Sean Sayre appeared as Nancy's fella, the brutal Bill Sykes. This is the third production in which Sayre has been threatening people to say his name. Despite his brutality, Nancy's still loyal. Dickens was criticized for this, but he stuck to his guns, and Nancy sings As Long As He Needs Me. At least briefly, Oliver finds respite in the home of Mr. Brownlow, a dignified Gerard Powell's. It's the very home that Bill Sykes had him creeping into to burgle, but Brownlow sees something special in Oliver, and Alex Goodman, as his housekeeper, sings a lovely reprise of Where Is Love. In a lovely part of Oliver, we're treated to a set of neatly sung and mixed street cries. Carolyn Huerta sings of roses, Maria Walker of strawberries, Trinity Staggs of milk, and Craig Franke offers knife grinding. This expands to a circus scene complete with Richard Baskin Jr. as a ringmaster, Matthew Weidenbender clowning, and Claire Logan as a graceful ballerina. A very pleasant respite before things all get grim again. Back at Fagin's Den, there's a brief reprise of It's a Fine Life, but Bill is clearly deeper into crime, although Nancy's still loyal. Fagan delivers one of the hits from Oliver as he's reviewing the situation. Mike Price does a masterful job with the alternating thoughts of the piece, and he's ably abetted by the violinist Emily Niehaus. The tragedy does work its way as Bill kills the loyal Nancy and is shot dead. The beadle and the matron of the workhouse have become its clients. And the show ends as Oliver is safely united with his family. The whole cast is in on the finale, and Fagan and the Dodger reunite to review that situation. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Oliver at the Buskirk Chumley Theater continues through December 31st. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.